95.7 The Hog, hey, happy Christmas to you. Merry holiday, whatever you're celebrating. It's Morning Hog Brew Review time, we know that. And Josh from SR Parrot has brought you flavors to accentuate your holiday cheer. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Did you guys not get the ugly sweater memo? Because I wore this sweater.
I think my face does it enough.
Which number did you send it to?
You changed your number, didn't you?
You probably sent it to the wrong number. You guys dong.
You got that, though? It's holiday cheer right there. Yeah. That means it's time for a drink.
Yeah, after making me stare at that.
By the way, sorry I had to do that for the cameras. We'll probably just black that out. Probably black bar, right? You don't have any idea what happened. All right, so you got four.
I got four.
Fun today. Variety flavors today to wrap up our brew review year, right?
The year.
This is our calendar year. I love this.
Yeah, so I have a couple new things and a couple classics.
Okay.
We are going to start off with something new from Yuengling.
Oh.
Which they don't do a whole lot of new stuff, right? They're really good at what they do.
Sure.
Latest thing they did was the Hershey's, which we did a month or two ago.
So yeah. Good.
Well, this is a brand new product for them, and it's called Bongo Fizz.
Bongo Fizz.
Bongo Fizz.
By the way, that was my original radio name. I was Bongo Fizz for a couple years. Yeah.
That's weird. It was my nickname in high school.
Oh, that's crazy. Really? Well, let me give you that rim shot, too. You didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't have to make the...
By the way, that's when Steve's barber asked for a beard style, he asked for the Bongo Fizz. Boom. Yeah.
Oh, he can't wait till that thing comes off.
Right. It's coming off. What are you down to, a week? You're about a week out, right? Things coming
almost.
Off. Yeah. Get your razors ready.
I had to
ready.
Think for a minute.
He's going to live stream it on...
Give that a quick smell.
I can't believe he did that to his face, not fart. Oh, whoa.
Wow. All right. The nose
What is
fantastic.
Involved in Bongo... So, before I pour this on my mouth, what is it in a Bongo Fizz?
So Yuengling has recognized that there is a large push and trend and ask for it in the market of fruited beers.
Okay.
And one of the largest ones out there is mango.
No, I like this.
So this is a not super low ABV, but 4.5%. So easy drinking, just like any other domestic beer out there.
Right.
But it's, it's their beer with mango.
I'm getting it.
So something a little new for them.
The nose is a little different than the taste,
right,
which is interesting because I thought I was getting a different fruit, and you said mango, and now I get the mango.
Wow.
It's in my head now.
Actually, it's in your mouth.
Mm. Right.
To be honest.
Part of my head, technically.
So if you look at the can, they actually went a kind of a different direction on that as well. So Bongo Fizz, right?
Really?
It's got a dog on it, a parrot, a beach scene.
Yeah.
So again, Yuengling kind of experiment with something new. Really cool. Like I said, 4.5%. These are brand new.
Okay.
So you will definitely have to check out the website to find it.
Okay. He's referring to srparrot.com/beerfinder?
Yeah, it would be the one.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I found this beer right here.
But
This has got the triple threat. It's got a great can, a great name, and a great flavor.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Yep. Yuengling, as always, nails it.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Tastes like Florida in a can.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little early in the year to be thinking about the beach, but it is Florida, so probably in 3 weeks it'll be 90 degrees.
That's
anyway,
true.
So.
That's right.
Not really. Because, you can still go to the beach November, even in December in Florida.
Steve's just telling you.
I don't even like going in the summer. So.
Right. Tanning bed?
Yeah, it's fine. Tanning bed, exactly, yeah.
It's probably better anyway.
That's called fake bake.
Well, and again, Yuengling doesn't have to do the new stuff. They got all their stuff right.
Right.
I mean, believe me, I'm still hoarding one bottle of the Hershey's.
There you go.
Chocolate. But I'm going to get into this now. I dig it.
Yeah, so it'll be available on draft.
Okay.
And also 12-pack cans.
Okay. Oh, really?
It'll probably be in 6-packs here shortly, too. But right now, we got 12-pack cans.
Love it.
In draft.
Well, I'm glad they decided to throw a fruit or beer in the mix, and they did very good. Well done. The mango should be proud, let alone Yuengling. All right. Next, America's favorite mispronounced beer.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Actually, Lagunitas is mispronounced so much that they have to put the correction on each of their bottles.
Oh, I thought this was a Lagunitas.
Back when we were at our Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
At Landshark.
Sure.
I had to slow down and really enunciate the pronunciation of Lagunitas.
Right.
They're like, what?
Yeah.
Said Lagunita.
How many did you have?
About four or five.
Yeah, that was what. Yeah.
All right. So at that point, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, they ran out.
Oh no.
So
I'm
this
not selfish.
What I have here is not Lagunitas.
Okay.
It's Leinenkugel.
Oh yeah, Leinenkugel. Yeah.
All that for nothing.
That's right.
Even more fun to pronounce.
Hmm. Yeah. So this is their toasted Bock.
Okay.
Ooh.
Over here in Florida, what they're really known for, obviously, is that summer shandy.
Okay.
We're one of the only places that tend to gear it year round.
Yeah.
This toasted Bock is going to be a seasonal. So if you see it out on the shelves, grab it, give it a shot. Okay. This guy is going to clock in at 5.1% ABV.
Toasted.
So you're going to get a little bit
very hearty. You know,
more of that malt flavor on the back end.
So it, again, not heavy. It looks like it could be like, something could be getting heavy in there, but no.
Yeah, I think at some point these were available in their variety pack.
Okay.
But these are available by themselves in 12-pack cans, 6-pack bottles, I believe.
Excellent.
You know, Leinenkugel has been doing it for forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just fun to say.
And they will get into the fruited beers a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's definitely what they're known for is all their shandies.
This feels so almost damn nice traditional departure for them. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I love it. Okay. All right, Leinenkugel. Nice job. Appreciate you accentuating that. I feel like this would be a good, oh my God, I forgot to wrap those presents. It's 11:30 at night. Let me go grab a couple of Leinenkugels like this.
Yeah, but then I never wrap them. They end up in my belly.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about the wrapping. Yeah, yeah, you stop caring about it,
right,
which is really more important than anything. All right, well, let's take a break, and then we got two more beers to finish off our 2022 campaign on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh has our Perot and flavors for you on 95.7 The Hog.